T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Real nice. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on this 30th, the final day of June, Al Morgani.
Oh, is it?
It is going to be a very hot one today on this. What's a Thursday, right? And this is not traditional for Angelo not to be here on a
no,
Thursday.
No, he worked 3 days in a row.
But so he needs a respite. I mean, he worked yesterday. You guys had a great time down the shore. It was an awesome show to listen to.
It turned
Jason
into
Kelsey
a major party at yesterday afternoon.
Well, I followed along on social media after the show was over. Jeez. You had the Kelsey family there, and Jason and his brother Travis, who were the life of the party.
Mailata was the life.
And Jordan Mailata was. They were playing Flip Cup, and everybody was having a good old time. Yep. Lots of money was raised for the Eagles Autism Challenge.
That was a party.
Which was awesome. Well, if you haven't noticed already, there is a significant roster change for this morning's morning show. Obviously, Angelo, normally off on Wednesday, took off today. John Johnson filling in. Al Morgani is here. Al, making his triumphant return to the WIP newsroom in for Rhea Hughes, the one and only Rob Cherry. Rob!
I didn't know we still had a newsroom. Apparently we do.
There is another room that exists. It's not technically the newsroom anymore. It's kind of like an extra booth, Al. That, you know,
I'm working with two negatives.
No.
A Hall of Famer. Excuse me.
Two negatives.
Is this what happens when you become a Hall of Famer? You get all snooty
like
that?
How do I get negatives?
Oh, no, dude, listen,
two negatives make a positive.
That's
we'll
right.
see if that's true today.
We're going to teach everybody a lesson, Rob Cherry
good
and
night,
myself.
Good night, good hockey, Al.
Good night, good hockey.
So Rob Cherry's here. Al Morgani's here. I am here. Joe Wechter is here. Ava Graham is here. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot to get into this morning. NBA free agency commences this evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Al Morgani.
6 p.m.
Just like the NFL, although it doesn't officially start until tonight. Deals will be happening as early as this morning.
Legal tampering.
And may become official tonight. So, Rob Cherry is in the official/unofficial newsroom. So, should something come about, we know we will hear from Rob first. So, stay tuned all morning long involving all things 76ers. Could Bradley Beal become a Sixer? Mm. He chose to decline his player option in D.C. and elect free agency. Well, don't hold your breath too long, but it's a possibility. I think I'm living in an alternate universe. I have been told by many, Al, in the last 12 hours, that James Harden is a super nice guy and a team player.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Will that win them a championship? We'll get into that in just a few minutes. As I mentioned, it was a great show yesterday. I have to revisit some of that with you throughout the course of this morning show, because that was very cool, including Al Morgani, I thought, was a dog whisperer.
Yeah.
Apparently that is not
Fails.
The case. Failed miserably with Angelo's dog.
Ugh.
I hope that the Phillies, since yesterday morning's show, sent you guys a nice fruit basket.
Fruit basket?
Because, you know, yesterday was a real fun show. You talked a lot, you know, with Jason Kelsey for 2 hours and his brother Travis and everybody else. And as a result, the Phillies dodged a major one, and talking about what has transpired with them in game one of their series against the Braves. And now we have a major problem on our hands. And there are, multiple people, I think, that need to be called out. Last night, if you missed Game 2 of Phillies-Braves, congratulations. You did yourself a huge favor. Saved yourself a lot of aggravation. The bats were dreadful again. They could not string hits together in the minimal, you know, the small amount that they had to begin with. When opportunities presented themselves, the highest paid players on the roster, Al, came up empty again.
Yep.
Pitching did its job. But
yeah, they have gut pitching.
But it didn't matter. It did not matter at all. Braves beat the Phillies for the second night in a row. Last night's final was 4-1. This is their biggest stretch of games this season now. They're all against teams ahead of them in the wild card. This is what puts you right in the middle of it again. It makes it all the more interesting as you get closer to the trade deadline. You have three against the Braves, who are ahead of them, and three against the Cardinals,
who are
ahead of them. But they've started out 0-2 and have looked absolutely lifeless at the plate. How lifeless? 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position, 19 strikeouts, and if my calculations are correct, 13 left on base. Al Morgani, Nick Castellanos is making $100 million as a Philadelphia Philly. He is paid so to go 0-for-4 in yesterday's game. Explain.
He's terrible right now. I don't think they're lifeless.
Say right now, you mean for 2022?
Yeah.
Like all season long.
One game where he had some singles.
He had a four-hit game 2 games ago.
Yeah.
Three games ago. And that was it.
It's amazing they're as close as they are with what's happened with him with the middle of their lineup.
Well, and they're only 2 games above 500. All right. Al, JT Realmuto. 0-for-3. Explain.
He's terrible.
$115 million.
Yeah. It's the worst case scenario. When you signed him, this was the warning. This was the warning sign when you signed him. Like, what do you, you know, there are only so many Posadas that as they age are going to keep hit, you know what I mean? As
yeah, there's very few, but, you know.
Guy Molina.
But to go 0 for however long he's been 0 for, with the exception of one or two hits
here and there.
With
men on base, yeah.
This is terrible.
No, it's what they need those two so desperately. Well, and then another guy too. They need those three players so desperately with Harper out. And right now, there's been no response from them.
None at all. Rob Jerry, perhaps I'm off base here. When they signed these two players, $100 million and $115 million, they're paid to win games because of them, yes?
Did we not? Castellanos had a career year last year, right?
That's correct.
At age 30?
At age 30,
Is it a little risky to sign a guy that has a career year at age 30 and think he's going to do that every year now?
Hmm. 5 years, $100 million for Castellanos, $115 for JT Realmuto. And not having Harper for up to 2 months stinks. I get it. You know, we'll 6 to 8 weeks
as of
right now.
Yeah, but you're supposed to have the bats.
$230 million payroll out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse for this. And here's the thing. As mad as I am, as we are, at these two players, there is someone who has not even been mentioned who needs to do a hell of a lot more than what he's been doing. Last night. Featured two, it's a shame of the loss, but within the game itself, if you wanted to say, well, this sucks, but at least we had this. There were two feel-good stories. It's always nice to see major league debuts from farm guys, right? It's kind of a feel-good, hey, root for the best. Well, former number one pick, soon-to-be 31-year-old Mark Appel.
That was a good story.
Made his major league debut out of the bullpen. He allowed a single, but unscathed, just a hit, nothing more, one strikeout, I believe. Everybody was applauding. He pitched the top of the ninth inning. It was, it's a shame because it's almost forgettable because they lost the game 4-1. Also making his major league debut, about to turn 27, Derek Hall. Derek became the first player in Major League Baseball since 1939 to make his major league debut and bat cleanup. Al, he batted cleanup. Why? What does that say?
That's where you are.
Yeah. No, I mean, I could not be happier for those two individuals. It's like they're great stories, but if you look at the reality of the Phillies, this is terrible. So let me get this straight. In this all-in season, where you lose your best player, what ifs. You lost Bryce Harper for 6 to 8 weeks. It's a big loss, but your solution to losing him and to solve issues in the pen is to bring up two minor league lifers. This is your solution, to bring up a 31-year-old to pitch in the bullpen and a 27-year-old who can only play one position. And by the way, he couldn't because Rhys Hoskins plays that position. So he's your DH batting cleanup. It is clear Dave Dombrowski knows how to spend money. Rob Cherry just pointed that out. Oh, look. Castellanos, he had a career year. Sign him to a 5-year contract. Hell, anybody could do that. But isn't he here to be the savvy GM slash whatever his real title is, president, that the previous regime was not? Al, should we not be calling out Dave Dombrowski more? This is his job. Look, look around baseball. Big name players, they go down all the time. I know it's unfortunate. Yeah. Injuries happen. For teams who are in the race, the GM within days acquires somebody. Why isn't this happening here?
Well, I don't know who you're going to – I mean, Dombrowski's not a guy to me that you can criticize for not doing anything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that guy that guy does stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's going on right now?
Well, you can't just snap your fingers. This just happened with Harper.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it happened a week ago now.
Yeah, but you want to get Benedetti, you have to have some bargaining, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to give up your top pitching prospect.
Well, there's many things you can give up, though. Are you saying that?
But if he's the guy you want,
mm-hmm.
you can't just give up on him and go get somebody else. You have to at least give him a chance.
So how long are we supposed to sit here?
Well, you have to give him a little bit of time to say, look, the other side's going to try to shake you down for a little bit more. Yeah, he could probably make a move right now and get him and give up their top pitching prospect.
Yeah?
Would you do that?
Is this not an all-in season?
I wouldn't do that.
Is this not an all-in season?
But I wouldn't do
it. So we want to kick the can down the road and save for a couple more years.
But I wouldn't do – no, I'm just saying kick the can down the road for a couple more weeks.
But by then it could be over. It could be over by then. I'm sorry. Is something about what you've seen from Castellanos, to Real Muto, Spark? Oh, here they're about to get out of it now. They've both been in a season-long slump. This isn't going to change. You have $230 million spent in your payroll, and we're supposed to just put our hands up and say, you know what? Let's wait another month. What a brilliant idea. Hello.
I don't think he's going to do nothing.
Rob Cherry, help me out here.
What exactly has Dave Dombrowski done that's good so far, Al?
Well, I mean, you look at the guys that haven't worked out. Those were good additions.
They were? Didn't work out.
Schwarber's a good addition.
That's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good addition
right
there.
He's hitting
.215. Yeah, but look at him. That's what you get with him.
He's an all or nothing guy.
Yeah, really. I mean, you get him. You got him there. Castellanos has been a flop. I mean, really. Presumably, it's going to be a swing and a miss. I mean, as baseball says, it's a long season, but that has been but he did stuff. He went in and did stuff to get you to get back to the ballpark.
He spent money.
The pitching's been better.
His bullpen?
The pitching's been better. Rob, the pitching's been better than I thought.
The bullpen is, what did they do 2 nights ago? Bullpen.
Yeah, but they did coming off a road trip where they were unhittable.
Yeah, Rob, you know what I'm hearing here? I'm hearing a Boston guy defend another Boston guy. That's what's going on here.
That's it.
This is exactly what's going on.
I mean, he's done. I mean, I don't know that you can criticize.
Because he does a lot doesn't mean he gets a pass here.
No, but you can't just snap your fingers and say, well, I want Benedetti. I want him badly.
Yes, I can do that.
But I know that if I want him badly, I'm not going to get suckered into giving up Painter.
Oh,
I'm just not.
Let's just sit here and wait till August 2nd. Let's just
hope. Oh, no, he won't wait till
August
2nd.
They're floating above water right then and there. Is it? Let's just wait another month.
You know what the track record is with people the Phillies have drafted, pitchers they've drafted over the years? Drafted like three in the last 50 years that have worked out.
Yeah, let's just cling to hopes that he's Aaron Nola or Cole Hamels, because that's all you have for the last 25 years.
That's the last 50 years.
Don't worry, Al. This is what has happened ever since Al Morgani found out he was going into the Hockey Hall of Fame. He's got this he's coasting now. We got to whip him into shape. Ladies and gentlemen, please vent to us about the Philadelphia Phillies this morning.
Should I'm more we be upset calling that they keep them running Moniak out there.
Well, that leads to a... Thompson, we hope the best for him, but man, he should be getting called out on the carpet for what he's doing with Mickey Moniak. And I realize he has limited options there, but Moniak is not a major league player.
No.
Any option is better than Mickey Moniak in these games now. I cannot believe I'm saying put Odubel Herrera in center field.
If they told me that they were pinch hitting a relief pitcher for Moniak, I'd be fine with it.
Girardi's last act was to pinch hit Odubel for Moniak with the bases loaded and hit him to a double play.
Oh, my God.
I hope you're happy.
Well, we are going to talk a lot about the Phillies today. There's some big Sixers stuff we're going to get into very, very shortly, just a few moments. Oh, but we also have...
Hey, I need people to help me out. I'm between two of the most negative minds on the planet here.
You're saying...
Deal with it.
I'm dying.
No. This is... We are here to be the realists, Al Morgani. I don't know what world you're living in right now.
He's in the Hall of Fame is what he is.
Is that what it is?
I feel like Mr. Rogers.
On cloud... Well, we also have... I'm looking at it right now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 awesome prizes to give away this morning. How would you like, Al, a limited edition signed Jason Kelce WIP shirt?
I saw them yesterday. They are cool.
You guys were wearing them yesterday. Yep. They were awesome. We got a pair of tickets to Phillies Cardinals this coming Saturday.
A couple of days away.
Phillies 4th of July baseball cap, a four-pack to tickets to the Battleship New Jersey on the 4th of July.
Oh, that'll be fun. The fireworks?
The fireworks, yeah. A Phillies cooling headband, which is very cool. Al, this is a... I was looking at a very notable birthday today. Someone who played an important part in my sports youth.
Oh, who's that?
Couldn't wait to watch them anytime. It wasn't something you would... an athlete you would see once a night, once a week, once a month, maybe once every 6 months.
Hmm.
Today is the 56th birthday of Mike Tyson.
Oh, I have a Mike Tyson story.
You have... Al Morgani has a Mike Tyson story.
This is unbelievable. So, what time is it?
Hold on, hold off on your Mike Tyson story, because you have seemed to have met everybody.
I did not meet him, but I met some. I'll tell you.
How is that? Well, hold off on that. I imagine the 6 degrees of Al Morgani will reveal you know Mike Tyson somehow. Mm-hmm. Rob, he knows Pamela Anderson. He knows her so well that he calls
her
by what, Al?
Pammy.
By Pam.
From where?
We'll revisit. Yes, of course, through hockey.
I don't know.
But anyway,
Tommy Lee?
It is the 56th. Yeah. Look in the background. Anyway, the 56th birthday of Mike Tyson. Is it fair to say that Mike Tyson is a bit menacing, a bit scary?
I remember
1986 was so long ago. Youngest heavyweight champion ever.
Is that long?
He was 20 years old at the time. 1986. He is 56 years old, and if the latest video of him beating up some guy on an airplane was any indication, he's still just as menacing.
Yeah, that guy deserved a beatdown.
Now, we are in the presence of someone who can be deemed a bit scary.
Who's that?
Morgani. He has a nickname of Angry, it precedes his name, Angry Bob, Angry Rob Cherry.
Yeah.
Rob, in the union world, you know, is a bit scary.
I only intimidate producers these days. Except for Joe Wechter.
Well, we are looking for best five here. We have five prizes. Someone who is scary. Someone you wouldn't want to mess with. Someone you want to be on the wrong side of. Now, I know we could go down the wrong road here.
What do you mean?
They cannot be convicted of a crime or accused of a crime.
Oh.
Sports, entertainment, someone notable, but please avoid that because you probably won't win.
Oh.
Our judge, because he knows all about being scary and menacing, is Rob Cherry.
Rob Cherry, the radio program.
He's doing the radio program this morning. 215-592-9494. We got Malik, we got Keith, we got Mike, and then we got you. Best time to jump on board is when the show first gets underway. By the way, Al, Rob Cherry, longest tenured news person here at WIP.
Nice.
He is the pro's pro. He is the Hall of Famer in terms of the newsroom and updates.
Okay.
He has not done an update since the pandemic.
Why?
Well, I mean...
I haven't been here.
He hasn't been here. There was no sports to do updates with. And then, you know, we eliminated updates for the most part, with the exception of mornings. So this is going to be, you know,
if he knows how to do it.
Is it like riding a bike?
No. Absolutely not.
So
I don't even know the out cues or in cues.
Feel free to be as judgmental as you want, Al Morgani.
I'm sure he'll do a professional job. It'll be terrible, but I'll say it's good.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your support, Hall of Famer.
You guys don't go anywhere. Lots to come this morning. WIP Sports Time is 6:17.
Phil's bats silent in a 4-1 loss to the Braves last night at Citizens Bank Park. Just 4 hits, 2 by Rhys Hoskins. He accounted for the only run with a solo homer in the third, his 14th of the season. The other highlights, if you want to call it that, major league debut of Derek Hall, 26-year-old, was drafted in the 14th round of the 2016 draft. Had hit 20 homers for Lehigh Valley this season, but went 0-4 last night. Mark Appel made his major league debut as well. A 30-year-old right-hander was the first overall pick by Houston in the 2013 draft. He pitched a scoreless ninth inning for the Phils. Tonight, Citizens Bank Park, Aaron Nola versus Ian Anderson, 6:05 on WIP. NBA free agency begins today. Teams can begin negotiating with players. Yesterday reports that James Harden opted out, turning down his player option to return to the Sixers, but he reportedly be getting a longer-term deal with the team for less money. NBC 10 First Alert weather, mostly sunny today, high 91, 70 now in Philadelphia. To stream 94WIP, get the latest stories and news, go to 94WIP.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You see it, Al Morgani?
What is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
No, why are we doing that?
Well, I'm about to tell you. Welcome back, everybody, to the WIP Morning Show. We're going to get your calls in just a moment and our first of two Twitter poll questions of the day from Ava. But I got to set this up properly because love is in the air, Al Morgani.
Okay.
Today is a very big day for your Philadelphia 76ers. 6 o'clock, as we mentioned, p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the free agency period in the league commences. And throughout this show, and others here on WIP, there will likely be breaking news of big names signing contracts that will likely include your 76ers. A very important 24 hours or so. They fell short again last season, right, Al Morgani? Still haven't gotten out of that second round. This is their window.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Daryl Morey was brought here, to assemble a roster that will put them into the NBA Finals and hopefully lift that Larry O'Brien trophy. So, big news yesterday. So I was told this would put them on that path. What happened yesterday, Al, I can't logically explain, or should I say the reaction to yesterday, I cannot totally understand. So, Wednesday afternoon, Sixers fandom and a chunk of media all erupted in celebration. Why? Bradley Beal elected free agency? No, that's not why. A big trade? No. The party poppers, Al, went off because James Harden declined his $47.4 million player option and elected free agency. Hooray! Oh, but hold on a minute. Hold on. Are nightmare experiments over or not? We're way off base if that's what you are thinking. In case you've forgotten, Harden and Daryl Morey have quite the history, Al. In fact, if I can take you back, a week ago to draft night, listen to the GM.
As you guys have heard, it's a mutual love fest, so we feel like we'll work it out. So,
Rob, it's a mutual love fest between Harden and Daryl Morey.
Did he just quote the Beatles? We can work it out? Is that what he just said?
Is that a quote from the Beatles?
We can work it out.
Oh, I guess
voice.
It is.
I have no voice today.
Al, it's from the Beatles. There is a mutual love fest between the president and
no kidding,
the player that he has sought after and had for periods of his tenure. Mm-hmm. So Harden isn't leaving. Rather than a one-year option at $47 million, he will instead, this is according to reports from just about everyone, sign a 3 or 4 year deal at around $35 to $38 million per season. Rob, everybody told me this yesterday. James Harden is a team player. Your reaction?
Who's more overrated, Daryl Morey or Dave Dombrowski? Al, your thoughts?
Morey.
Dombrowski's
actually won, I think, right?
Dombrowski has won. Morey has not won.
Yeah.
Ooh, and with that, there's more to this story. With that, we need to officially introduce Ava Graham. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning, John.
Ava, what's our first Twitter poll question?
It is brought to you by Armin Cadillac. Order a 2023 Select Model Cadillac from Armin and receive a $1,000 rebate. Call Armin Cadillac or shop 24/7 at ArminCadillac.com. Which is your preferred James Harden contract?
Okay.
1 year at $47.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 4 years at $35 to $38 million per year.
So we have the two options, Al Morgani. The one that he declined versus the one that he is, by all accounts, about to sign with the team. Which is the preferred contract for you, Al Morgani, of James Harden?
I don't like this deal at all.
Please.
I just don't. I just think it's going to end bad. Why not have it end bad quickly?
End bad at 1 year, the 1 year of the player option, and then we move on with our lives.
The whole thing, I hate the whole thing. I hate when a player tells me, and he's over 30, that he's in the best shape of his career. It can only mean it's either, why weren't you in the best shape of your career when you were supposed to be?
But
should I believe it now?
But Al, I hate to tell you, you are dead wrong. Because if you, you're active on social media, you listen to this station when you're not here.
Yeah.
Nearly everyone I heard or read erupted in celebration.
Well, you have
this is wonderful news.
The wrong people.
Everybody's excited.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's what I. But listen, you may be the exception to this rule.
I don't think so. I don't think this is something people one.
You guys need to be more active on social media. This was he's a team player. Look at what he's doing. He's freeing up $10 million in cap space.
Yeah, right.
They can win a title this way. Rob Cherry, the 1 year, the player option, or the 3 to 4 years that he is likely to sign?
I'd bring back Ben Simmons. This team has won more offseason championships than any other team in the history of sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I totally agree.
What a statement. It's like they're so frustrating. It is so unbelievably frustrating. John, he said that he didn't get the ball.
Whoa. Hold on there, Ava.
Right, I'm glad.
See, I'm very happy to hear that at least I have three other people that feel the same way that I do. Because according to what I've read, everyone thinks this is an amazing deal. And I can't wait to talk to our guest this morning. Derek Bodner will join us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, who covers the Sixers, and get his thoughts on this. In case you forgot, when they were eliminated by the Miami Heat in the playoffs, James Harden, we all saw with our own two eyes, reluctant to shoot, would distribute the ball, but would never attempt shots himself, which in turn hurt the team. Once the season was over and his final press conference postgame, he was asked, why didn't you shoot the ball more?
We ran our offense. The ball, I feel like the ball moved and, just didn't get back to me.
So hold on a minute. Rob, the man who brings the ball up the court, who orchestrates the offense, was unable to shoot the ball because it never got back to him.
That's right. They didn't pass it back to him once he passed it to them.
That's just unbelievable to me. Now, I'll
admit, this team has more excuses than anything. It's like you come here, you have an excuse. You're here for 2 years or 10 years or whatever, they all have an excuse. The Sixer fans put up with it.
Yeah. I'll admit, I was wrong about James Harden. But the solution is to sign him to multiple years? This is remarkable to me. Now, his comment once it was all over should have spelled the end. I didn't get the ball back. And his response is absolutely ridiculous. Now, no one has been on top of this more than our own Howard Eskin. He was the one who posed that question to James Harden when the season came to an end. In fact, I'm not sure, Al, if you tune in, because you've been WIP a long time. Tune in from time to time. I know when I was doing weekends, you used to bust my stones when you were driving about town. You'd text me saying the show sounds horrible. I appreciate the listen, something like that.
Yeah, it hasn't got any better.
Now, do you listen on? Don't laugh. He's not funny.
It is though. I just thought it was going to be about your hair.
Now he's got no eyes.
No, yeah.
Thank you.
We'll get into that. Yeah,
I'll share a story about that later on.
Yeah,
the show.
I'm over here. How'd you go blind? Yeah, you're home for 2 days alone.
Ew.
The dog's been shaking under the table. Al.
I'm out, Squints.
Anyway, I don't know, Al, if you listened, Howard Eskin has been at the forefront of this the whole time.
Oh, good.
And if you listen to his Saturday morning show, he gives
We go down at Borgata.
All the intimate details of what the information he has received. And in fact, he was able to obtain some details as to what he thinks might happen in just a few days when that contract is finally signed. Go ahead.
James Harden. His love affair started when he was with the Houston Rockets. I wonder if they're going to kiss when he signs him the new contract. Because they kissed when he came to town. Gave him a nice kiss. So I wonder if they're going to kiss when he gives him a new contract.
Love is in the air.
Did he know he was on the air?
This is in his opening monologue, Rob. This is the start of
his
show.
Was his mic on? Did he know this?
This goes to speak. I mean, Howard knows. He knows of the relationship these two have, that they're so connected. I mean, I know he's having fun with it. But this is a problem. This is going to be their undoing. And there is a belief by many that signing to a 3-year to 4-year deal at $10 million less per than this 1-year player option is making him the most Sixers team player that there is. And it's going to result and going to the NBA Finals, Al. This is remarkable to me.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that's what's going to happen. If you can't see that, you're blind.
Well, these people call up. Get us all on board for your little plan.
I would like to hear from these people who hit me up relentlessly yesterday, that I heard on these airwaves yesterday, Why are people praising Harden like this?
Yeah.
And
hey,
how
I got some Bitcoin for you.
And how?
Well, they did win championships in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We kissed the... Oh, no, they didn't.
They
how
didn't?
About that? No, no, they did. They'll have to double check on that.
Houston, right. We got your problem.
Never mind.
Malik and Mount Airy starts us off.
This morning, Al.
Hey, Malik.
Good morning, Rob Cherry. You got... I haven't talked to you in a while. Guess what? When I said it wasn't Ben Simmons and his shooting last year, you laughed me off the radio. You said I had a problem. What is James Harden doing? He did the exact same thing. He didn't shoot, and they lost in six, not seven.
That doesn't make Ben better, though.
Here's the thing. The team didn't improve.
No,
that's what
not.
I said. Here's the thing. If the results didn't change, maybe, just maybe, it wasn't the player y'all was talking about. It maybe, just maybe, it's the leader of the team. Who's that?
Wait,
Embiid?
Wait, hold on a minute. Malik, hold on a minute. Did you just defend Ben Simmons?
I'm talking about, it's not about defending Ben Simmons.
You're just saying the bigger problem perhaps may be Embiid.
Here's the thing. Ben Simmons was a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he wasn't. But the biggest problem was Ben Simmons was never the leader of the team, and I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons is not the leader of the team. He shouldn't have been blamed for a loss, especially when you remove him because he was the problem, and you bring in another player, and now he's the problem instead of the leader of the team.
Now, Malik,
I've never heard that.
Malik, how do you feel about this news that James Harden declined his player option and is going to sign a multi-year deal?
I could care less because guess what? I don't care who you sign. If the leader of the team is not the problem, you can blame whoever we want to blame. You can go get Bradley Beal. Is Bradley Beal going to be the leader of the team? No. They say it's Joel's team. So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Did they blame Jaylen Brown for the loss in the finals? No, they blame Jason Tatum because he's supposed to be the leader of the team. When Steph Curry lost in the finals, they didn't blame the fact that Kevin Durant popped his ACL. They said Steph has never been able to get his team over the hump as the leader of the team. Now he's done it. Who did they give the MVP to? The leader of the team. They didn't talk about Draymond Green.
Man,
they talked about the leader of the team.
Malik, this is not the direction I expected this phone call to go in. I expected you to just belittle Daryl Morey for his love affair with James Harden, who should not be re-signed, but instead you're saying get rid of Embiid.
I'm saying if you don't blame the leader of the team, it doesn't matter who we sign. I think it's a foolish move to go get a guy that's just showing you he's deteriorating. Give him, instead of ripping the Band-Aid off fast, we're about to take 3 or 4 years to slowly peel this Band-Aid off as it gets worse and worse. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I just don't see either option as a good option.
All right, Malik, let me get you first in the running for one of these 5 awesome prizes. I need to know from you, today is the birthday of Mike Tyson, a very scary individual. Malik, who's someone else who's scary?
Clubber Lang.
No, we could go fictional. Clubber Lang, Al Morgan. You know Clubber Lang, right?
Yeah, we're going to go fictional?
Can we go fictional?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's Mr. T. Should we go by the actor who portrays him? Or
That's probably better.
We'll go Mr. T. Yeah. All right. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there, Malik. We'll go Mr.
Yeah.
T.
Yeah.
Mr. T's a good one. 215-592-9494. Keith, Mike, Christian, gentlemen, hang tight. You guys are all going to be up next. And then we got 5 awesome prizes to give away. A pair of tickets to Phillies Cardinals, 4th of July baseball cap, 4-pack of tickets to Battleship New Jersey, a limited edition signed Jason Kelce WIP t-shirt, a Phillies cooling headband, Mike Tyson, a very scary individual. You don't want to get on the wrong side of things with him.
No.
Who's someone else that's scary? You'd be in the running to win one of these 5 awesome prizes. Rob Cherry is our judge. Lots to come this morning, including on the other side, Al. The last 48 hours, 72 hours, have been very interesting for me.
Yeah.
You are someone who likes to do things with your hands in terms of fixing things with your hands.
I usually take
accidents,
precautions, yeah.
Things happen, and they happen to me. It wasn't fun.
No. You're lucky. You can still see.
Well, I'll describe what happened on the other side as well. Our time is 6:38.
Hey, this baseball season, you can turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. That's in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because right Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up using the promo code AL. Place your first bet, and FanDuel will give up to $1,000 back in free bets if you happen not to win. Now, much as I hate that American League team up there in New York, man, they are just rolling. So I may want to put something there and put some things together, because right now it looks like, unfortunately, can't miss time. I really like the FanDuel Sportsbook app. There's no better place to bet America's pastime, America's number one sportsbook. It's really safe, really secure. Promotions all the time like this one. And you get paid really quickly. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using the promo code AL to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000.
All right, 6:42. Welcome back. Top of the hour. We're going to be joined by someone who lives his professional life in two major cities, two major markets, dancing forth between back and forth between New York and Philadelphia. Mike McGarry of the Press of AC will pick his brain about the 76ers, about what on earth the New York Knicks are doing, because I would like to have a rivalry once again. And he has also spent a ton of time these last 3-4 months now, going back and forth between Citi Field and Citizens Bank Park. So we'll talk a lot of baseball with Mike as well. But Al, I know normally, you know, 5 days a week, I will see you Monday through Friday, whether it be doing my overnight show or if I'm working with you at the morning show.
Yeah.
And I haven't been with you for, I guess, 3 nights. This is my return after three days off? 2 days off? I don't know. It was 3.5 days ago.
Because you were taking some time
off. I took some time off, and sitting next to me right now, I have a pharmacy. I have a variety of things sitting here. Al, you ever experienced something, a freak accident that causes a lot of pain?
Yeah, but not like you.
No, I mean, Rob, you know, you're someone who you're a runner for a long time. I'm sure you tripped on something by accident and were in some big time pain. No?
No, just plantar fasciitis. But I did get bit by a cat during the pandemic. I had to go to the hospital.
So did the cat.
Yeah. Wise guy, Hall of Famer.
So anyway, Al, you know this, but many do not. I mean, I have done home remodeling for 20 plus years now.
Yeah.
And it's something I do and continue to do in addition to WIP, far less so now. But it's something I've always done. And in all my years dealing with different toxic, you know, things that you shouldn't be put in your body or even ingested, from primers to thinners to mineral spirits, all that nonsense. You know, stuff spills, but nothing ever happens. It's like you get hurt here and there, no big deal, but it's something small. So Monday morning, I get home, and my son is doing like this. He's coming up with hobbies for summer. And he wanted to, and I suggested to him, like, why don't you do models? You know, you buy the models, put them together, paint them any way you want. It's something you can do to kill time, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. And he loved the idea. So we went out, we bought everything we needed. And remember, it's models. It's not Lego. So you have to buy it's a more intense glue. It's like almost industrial grade almost, that way the model stays together. And so he's doing the models, and he's getting glue all over him. I mean, it's like, because it's his first time doing it, so you learn as you go. And nothing we have at home will work, so I'm like, all right, I'll run out, go to Depot, get you some acetone.
Yeah, I told you Monday when you were going.
You said you grab this super glue remover, which they didn't have, so I'm like, I'll get acetone. It's no big deal.
Like a nail polish remover.
I thought I would have it. Yeah, acetone's a little bit stronger, but it's like a stronger version of nail polish remover. So it's a little tin can.
Ugh.
So I bring it home. I go right to his room, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, I need to take a nap. I'm like, maybe I'll have him just, you know, I'll tell him what to do, and he'll figure it out himself. I'm like, no, let me just give him the tutorial. I'll bring in some paper towel. I'm like, listen, you take the cap off, you dab a little in the paper towel, and you rub it on your fingertips, the glue will come right off. So I'm standing above this can. It's about 3 feet beneath me. He's sitting at his desk right next to me where he's doing his little models. And all I do is pop the cap. And I don't know where this can was, but it was pressurized.
How did that happen?
The moment I popped the cap, I wasn't even squeezing the bottle. All I did was pop the cap. The acetone shot out like a garden hose.
My God.
As if it was perfectly aimed, went right in my left eye, went up my nose, went in my mouth. I swallowed a nice mouthful because all I did, you know, when it first that split second feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
Thankfully, this happened at home. And not, you know, somewhere where I was, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere. Well, the pain causes you to react, obviously. And I ran right to the bathroom where I dunked my head in the water and ran it under lukewarm water for the next 15 minutes, drowning myself to try to get rid of the pain. What resulted is it burning my eye. It swelled up like a balloon, felt like razor blades. And I didn't want to go. First, I didn't want to go to the hospital. My wife happened to be home that day, and she's, oh, we got to go home. I'm like, I'm fine. Just give it more time. You know, meanwhile, I'm like laying on the ground like an animal, like just laying there face down.
You gotta go to the hospital. They wash it out.
She convinced me to go to the hospital. They did all the tests. They washed it out, which that part was really painful because they put like these metal things that pull your eye open. They run Q-tips all over it, which that made me really sick to my stomach. Long story short, you know, my eye was swollen. The acetone dried out my eye. It looked like a prune almost. It was super red for a while. I couldn't see much. But thanks to numerous medications, it looks normal now. I still see some black dots from burn marks on my eye. But, you know, I guess warning, wear glasses next time, safety glasses.
You know, we never think to open that bottle. I mean, I got to say, you're an idiot, but I wouldn't to open that. They're never
pressurized.
No.
No. So I've been in contact with some people since to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, I'm so glad it happened to me and not my son. And just, hey, you figure it. Here you go. Just pop the cap and
oh
put
my
it
God.
On. It, you know, who knows how that would have turned out. So, yeah, it was quite painful. If you ever had acetone just consume your eye, it's you know,
disgusting.
A fleck
but
of it.
It's got, but fortunately, it'll all heal.
Yeah, yeah. It's because I was right near water and was able to wash my eye out right away. Yeah, within probably a week or two, I should be fine. But, yeah, be careful with that acetone stuff. It's God. It's no joke.
No.
215-592.
So you're not supposed to shake it up first?
No shaking it up first. Wait, hold a minute. How did you get bit by a cat?
We had seven cats. One of them is an outdoor cat. One of the cats that's an indoor cat ran outside, so I figured I better get her. And she ran into the outdoor cat, and they got in a fight, and she put her claws into me and bit me.
Wow. Al, you
and
were
it
wrong.
Got infected.
Al thought it was peanut butter. Keith in Germantown's on WIP.
Why am I not surprised you have seven cats? I don't even.
It's my daughter
hell.
That has the cats, Al.
Yeah, right.
No, what do you mean, yeah, right?
I'm sorry, Keith. Hang on one second. Rob, how did you accumulate seven cats?
My daughter works as a vet tech, and she brings home strays or brings home little kittens.
How do you think Rob
off.
Got there?
Keith in Germantown's on WIP. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Morning, Keith. So, James Harden declined his player option at $47 million, and by looks like all reports, he's going to sign a 3 or 4 year deal at roughly $35 million per. How do you feel about that?
It's kind of iffy because you already got a sense in this little bit of time who he is.
Right.
And that's the only thing. Are you really, really serious about bringing a championship for yourself, finally? Do you want a ring?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing you got to ask him. Do you want a ring, or do you just want to go down to history as one of the greatest shooters that maybe NBA ever seen? Do you want a ring?
But the Keith, we know what we saw from him in the 30-some games. He was a 76er. And I don't think it was a hamstring. I just think it was his lifestyle and age catching up to him. And we're going to get at least 3 more years of this? How are you going to win a championship this way?
Because I don't know. I really don't know because I'm not I can't read into the future.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that right now. Mm-hmm. That 3 year contract could be really up in the air. That finesse that he has. Maybe he might get it and we have the team right there.
Yeah.
We could do right with him. I don't know. But I think to get that other piece, I think we need to get Bradley Beal.
Well, it looks like right now, if we are to read the reports correctly, Keith, the whole idea of Harden accepting taking less money this year and making more money over 3 years was to free up just enough money to sign 37-year-old P.J. Tucker. 37. Yes, hello.
Well, I'm thinking about what P.J. Tucker, I would have gave him 2. I wouldn't have gave him 3.
Absolutely. Keith, give me someone who's scary like Mike Tyson.
I'm going to say The Undertaker.
The Undertaker? We're going to go wrestling. Undertaker is a real person. That's his fictional name. I don't know his real name off the top of my head, but that's a good one. He's 6'11", Al Morgani. He's a large man. Yeah. He can barely move now from that lifestyle over a course of 25 years. But by the way, we do have some news. It's quasi concerning the Philadelphia 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
Former head coach Brett Brown has found a new job. He is going to be returning to Greg Popovich and joining under the Popovich staff, filling the spot vacated by Becky Hammon in San Antonio. So Brett Brown's back in the league as an assistant head coach.
Nice.
So good for him.
Yeah.
Mike in Berwyn's on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Mike, did you watch that game last night?
I got to tell you, and I called yesterday, and I argued with Angelo because I think this team is done. I don't see any heart in this team. And you know what? As far as the GM goes, besides Schwarber, mm-hmm. What else has he done? I mean, his back bullpen, they're horrible.
Yeah. They had, Mike, a nice stretch of 40 innings, of 40 batters, is what I should say.
Yeah.
And then returned, basically back to par. Alvarado gave up a run last night. Suarez was credited with the run, but Alvarado ended up letting it in. Al, would you like to defend your friend Dave Dombrowski?
Yeah, I think he's done. I mean, I think he was pretty aggressive. I mean, you look at a team that's lost. It's probably its best infielder, right?
Yes.
Probably its best outfielder, right?
Yes.
I mean, defensively, probably his best outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Has an underperforming catcher that he inherited, right?
Was he not part of signing him? Did Dombrowski sign him?
I mean, Harper did.
Well, okay.
I mean, you know, so he's got that. I mean, Castellanos has been, I mean, there's no, I mean, I don't know about no heart. To me, they're just not hitting. I mean, I don't find that an effort. I mean.
To Mike's point, though, watching last night's game, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. You're looking for some type of emotional reaction from the players when they're underachieving.
Right.
And they seem very dead and going through the motions.
I guess you can look like that when you're not hitting. I don't look at this as a team that doesn't care. I find it hard to believe that Realmuto, knowing his history, doesn't care. Castellanos certainly, I don't think, doesn't care. Doesn't not care. Schwarber, the same thing. Hoskins is Hoskins. I mean, I'm not a biggest fan of him, but I don't think Bohm certainly isn't a guy who I think doesn't care.
But Mike, the point I was making at the start of the show is I need Dave Dombrowski to make a move now. I can't have him sit till August the 2nd. They have spent $230 million to win this season.
How many days
and next.
Has Harper been down?
I don't know, almost a week now. Well, if you look around the league, there's moves made in 48 hours after they lose a crucial player because they want to keep the ball rolling. They don't want to lose
this. In the first place, they didn't know how long he was going to be out.
Well, they knew 6 weeks at least.
Yeah, they knew that when he broke the bone.
Yeah, but he might have been out for the year, in which case then do you even want to do anything?
Yeah, because you still have $230 million invested in this team. He's not the only one making money.
It makes a difference whether you're thinking about can we hold in and then make with if Harper can come back, we can actually win in the playoffs.
So if Harper is done for the year, put up the white flags.
Do you have any chance you're going to win a championship if he's gone for the year?
Well, on the instant news, you say no, but that doesn't mean it's impossible.
Yeah.
It happened.
It changes.
As Mike just brought up, why don't you talk to us about the Atlanta Braves of last year when they lost their best player?
Yeah, their pitching was terrific.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The pitching was in place.
Okay. Well, other people stepped up, right? It's how you have to make it happen.
But you can't, as a general manager, say, hey, here, you step up now. You just can't do that.
Mike,
you can't go into a locker room and say, what the hell?
I knew in the beginning of the year we had a problem in center field. What has he done with center field? Nothing.
Oh, that's a fair point there, Mike. Mike, let's get you in a running for an awesome prize. Mike Tyson is 56 years old today, a very scary individual. Give me someone else you wouldn't want to cross paths with on the wrong side of the tracks.
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal is a massive individual. You are in the running to go with Mr. T and The Undertaker. 215-592-9494. We got Christian Moses, John. Gentlemen, hang tight. You guys will be up next before that. We'll be joined by Mike McGarry. Pick his brain about all things Phillies, Sixers, as compared to New York. Our time is 6:56.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.